July has included several important environmental news stories here in Michigan. Governor Rick Snyder's administration has tapped Heidi Grether, a former oil company lobbyist, to become the next head of the state's Department of Environmental Quality. A plan has taken shape to assess risks associated with Enbridge Energy's Line 5, and a lingering chapter in the Kalamazoo River oil spill was closed when Enbridge agreed to more than $100 million in fines. Here to review those developments in our monthly look back at environmental news, Chicago-based Great Lakes journalist and commentator Gary Wilson. Welcome back, Gary.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be back with you, as always.
The Snyder administration announced its choice to head Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality a couple of weeks ago. Who is Heidi Grether?
Well, Mark, sure. Grether's been working for the Michigan Agency for Energy, and don't worry, I never heard of that agency either. And she's been there for the past year, but she's better known for her work at BP, as you mentioned. That's British Petroleum. And yes, it's that BP. There, she served as a lobbyist and was the public persona for BP's handling of the Gulf of Mexico oil rig blowout a couple of years ago. I think we all remember that. And on her LinkedIn page, she lists as an accomplishment that her work resulted in, and I'm quoting here, no negative actions against BP, so listeners can think whatever they will about that. I'm told by a colleague who knows her that she's a person of decency, but her tendency is to align with business interests, so I guess that bears some watching. That's what I know to the best of my ability here. She hasn't engaged the media yet, so we'll have to see.
In the Snyder administration's eyes, Gary, what makes her a good choice for DEQ then?
Well, the governor's office has been touting skills that she has that may be able to change the culture at the MDEQ. These are presumably soft skills like instilling compassion in an agency that needs some, improving communication. Those were criticisms leveled at the MDEQ by Governor Snyder's Flint Task Force. They said that the MDEQ was full of technocrats who forgot, you know, that there are people at the other end of the pipe. So my guess is that's going to be her primary goal.
Given her background in the oil industry, is the environmental community responding as we might expect?
Yeah, I think so. Well, first they had to get over the shock of seeing BP and new MDEQ head in the same sentence.
Right.
One environmentalist said he thought he was reading a headline from the satirical magazine The Onion when he saw the announcement. But with time, at least the Michigan Environmental Council has become more circumspect. Andy McGlashan, the media guy there, told me yesterday that they'll be focused on what she does going forward versus what she did at BP. They'd like to see, McGlashan said, a less business-friendly approach, and one that's focused on protecting health and the environment. So they'll be watching.
And you've been watching this landscape for a while, Gary Wilson. What do you make of the choice?
Well, Mark, it's not one that I would have made if for no other reason that the optics are horrible on it. BP exec is going to be, you know, sort of in charge of Flint, to simplify it. But she deserves a chance. It's just that she's starting in negative territory, and she doesn't have room for a hiccup. You know, post-Flint, the whole world is watching the MDEQ. Snyder could have done better, but I hope I'm wrong. But her task is going to be difficult, carrying all that BP baggage around, though.
The week before last, the organization Common Cause Michigan asked the Snyder administration to release all communications leading up to Ms. Grether's recommendation. What do you make of that request?
Oh, Mark, I don't know. Honestly, it appears to be a bit of a fishing expedition. They're maybe playing on the weakness of the Snyder administration after the Flint debacle. If I were a watchdog group, I'd focus my attention on what she does. Will she really change the culture at the MDEQ versus just, you know, window dressing? You know, at the end of the day, at the end of her tenure, will people in Flint and Detroit and elsewhere be better off? That should be the marker.
Gary Wilson is Current State's Great Lakes environmental reporter. This is our monthly review of environmental news here in Michigan. We have several developments to discuss involving Enbridge Energy. First of all, 2 weeks ago today, we learned of two companies that will study Enbridge's Line 5 running under and near the Mackinac Straits. There are two parts to this, I understand. What are those?
Well, Mark, first there's the risk assessment, a Canadian company, and bear with me here, Dynamic Risk Assessment Systems. They're going to evaluate the current pipeline and its alternatives, presumably to its ability to continue to function safely. A second company with a name that's no easier to pronounce here, it's DET, like the abbreviation for Detroit. DET Norsk Veritas, and they're going to do a financial risk assessment looking at the cost of the worst-case scenario.
Enbridge is offering to pay for the studies. How is that going over? What's been the response to that?
Well, it's a big selling point for Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, who's touting the fact widely that this won't cost the taxpayers any money, and Enbridge is the bad guy here, and having them pay plays well to the public. But there's concern, again, from environmental groups because Enbridge, as it turns out, is going to get to see the report 5 days before it goes public. Now, I contacted Andrea Beitley from Bill Schuette's office, the Attorney General's office, and she told me that Enbridge will not be able to make any suggestions or edits to the report. They're getting the preview only to allow them time to formulate a response, and Beitley reiterated with a lot of enthusiasm of Attorney General Schuette's earlier position, and I'm quoting here, that the pipeline's days are numbered. Mm. Now, that begs the question, if they're numbered, why all the assessment? But I guess it's something they have to go through.
Would the public be better served by studies if they were paid for by the state?
Well, I think they would, definitely, yes. I understand the Attorney General's desire to save taxpayers a few bucks, but there's a lot at stake here in the Straits of Mackinac. If I were the Attorney General, I'd avoid even a remote appearance that the risk assessment may be compromised by money.
Is it known when the studies will be conducted and when the results will be made public?
Well, the studies will start soon, and I think the results are due to be released sometime next year. These things always take a lot of time.
Last week, we learned that Enbridge will pay $177 million as a result of the 2010 Kalamazoo River oil spill. Can you put this into context for us? Is this a reasonable penalty given the damage, or is it a slap on the wrist, or is it too severe, or what?
No, I suppose it's reasonable, Mark. It's so hard to quantify these things. Some people wanted more, calling it the proverbial slap on the wrist. But the alternative is that has to be compared to taking years to fight it out in court. And if you go to court, you don't know what the outcome will be. You know, I suspect holding your nose and accepting the money, well, you know, not the perfect result is the best one. It's just that it perpetuates the model that spills are a cost of doing business and should be accepted as inevitable. Keeps the emphasis on the fact that remediation, you know, is better than, the remediation versus, you know, prevention conundrum.
This was a consent decree that was hammered out. Who exactly hammered it out?
Well, it was the U.S. Department of Justice working with the U.S. EPA. And after the announcement, I can tell you the EPA has been really selling this settlement. Acting regional administrator from Chicago, Robert Kaplan, has been saying that the Kalamazoo River's habitat, and I'm quoting again here, has absolutely been restored and there are no remnants of oil. So that's a big claim. Not sure everybody's on board with that, but that's his position.
Enbridge has also launched a PR campaign to enhance its image with the public. How are they going about this?
Well, I saw it on Twitter. My Twitter feed up popped this Enbridge video featuring locals, talking about the quality of the river. It's always best to have locals make that type of pitch than an oil company executive, standing there preaching to the public. So I don't know how it's going, but they're making an effort to communicate. Now, whether people buy it or not is another question.
We've got a little bit of audio from one of those promotional videos. Let's listen to that now.
I'm Mike Olson. I'm the public safety director for Emmett Township. I've been here almost 40 years now, so the river's always been a part of us. Seeing a lot more people out there and a lot of people with some really positive comments about how much they enjoy their time and the changes that have been made. After you have a catastrophe such as we did when the oil spilled into the river, there's always going to be critics out there. You're not going to ever dispel that totally. If you look at the condition of the river, it certainly seems to meet all of my expectations.
There you go. Has there been much response or comment to these videos, Gary?
No, I think people are digesting them. That was pretty slick, by the way. Pardon the bad pun. And I think people take them with a grain of salt. If I'm not criticizing Enbridge, they're a business. They're trying to sell their accomplishments and demonstrate that they're good corporate citizens. And you know, that's a tall mountain for them to climb, but they're making an effort. So over the long term, we'll see how it plays out. They have to deliver now that they're touting their skills.
Gary Wilson is current state's Great Lakes environmental reporter. Once a month, we look back at the month's biggest environmental news. Gary Wilson, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.